Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
Every so often, a leader says to me, my guys don't need training. I only hire experienced salespeople. Usually, those companies are in the bottom half of their market. And you know, last year, a client recalled his first sales job to me. He was told, here's your order pad. Here are the keys to your truck. Don't come back until you have an order. Is that really the way to run a professional organization? No. Selling is a learned skill, and sellers must be trained and coached regularly, like any other professionals. Let's look at the pros. What do LeBron James, Usain Bolt, Sidney Crosby, Andy Murray, and Phil Mickelson all have in common? Yes, they're top sports professionals, all at the top of their game, who report to training on time, every time, and you could probably argue are overcoached. The research on coaching and training is conclusive. According to CSO Insights, the win rate of firms that spend less than $1,500 a year per rep is 47%, where the win rate of firms that spend between $1,500 and $5,000 per year is 52.2%. At the same time, a Sales Executive Council study showed improvement of up to 19% in performance of sales reps who received quality sales coaching. Coaching is required for top performance. So here's a story that vividly demonstrates the importance of coaching. In 2011, I was working with a vice president of sales in an office furniture company. He discovered that his installation team was routinely criticizing the products being installed and using kind of colorful, derogatory language in front of the customer, no less. They had not been hired for their customer service skills, nor were they trained in customer retention, but they were experts in installation. As a result, growth opportunities were lost because trust was eroded and perception of the product diminished before the installation was even complete. When the installers were trained and coached in sales and customer service and customer retention, growth soared and the company has been able to sustain accelerated sales growth for the last 2 years. Another simple and very clear example. Let's face it, selling styles have changed. Buying styles have changed, the economy has changed, the market has changed, and your competition has changed. If you only hire for experience that worked in the past, your sales team will not be able to change and meet the demands of the current marketplace, and that will leave you behind.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.